Hello, thank you guys for joining episode 32 of A Tall Woman's Perspective podcast. I am your host, Raya, and tonight for episode 32, I have my girl, Erica, owner of tall girl activewear brand called Eurofit. Can't wait. This is going to be an exciting episode. Hey, Erica, how are you?
Apologize in advance. My allergy is real bad, so my voice is like...
Oh. Mine too. I just took some allergy medicine. My head, you're up, all up in here. I'm just like, yeah. The lighting right now is tearing me. My head, man. Hopefully it works soon, though. I need this medicine to kick in. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay, cool, cool. How? Well, other than your allergies, how are you feeling?
This to like straighten up though,
like right. I know it's always at the worst time, right? Things like that always happens at the worst time.
Sure. It started last Sunday and I was like, here we go,
man. Hopefully this rain though, like where I'm here in Philly and it's raining, I wanted to wash all the pollen away.
Yeah, I'm in Richmond and it rained a couple times this week, but even then I was still like sneezing and coughing and I'm like, all right, man. Like, right, we just need to plant some female trees or something. Like this.
At this point, right? Something right. Gotta give. Right. Well, thank you again for joining me. I'm super excited. Yes, yes. My fellow tall girl. All right. Well, we're gonna kick the episode off with the this or that questions. All right. So our first one is, would you rather, if you had to choose between the two, going to the gym, the elliptical or Stairmaster?
All right. So this question is hard because I hate stairs, but I guess if I had to pick, I would pick an elliptical, but I hate both of these. So just FYI, for all my gym girlies out there, we don't have to like the machines because I don't like either of these. So
we don't have to like them, okay? I got you. Now, I'm going to answer them with you. It's just something about that elliptical that I just feel like, you know what? I'm going to go to the stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate it. No,
it's a no for you. You like, uh-uh. And you know what? So I got this in my mind. My cousin told me, so she was like, someone told her that the Stairmaster is good for women and like our physique, and it's supposedly, I'm not that in tune with it. So that's been stuck in my head. I'm like, all right, you know what? Yeah, I want these back rules to go. Like, I want a nice little shape. Let me hit the Stairmaster. I don't know. Next time I go to the gym, though, I'll be like, hey, girl, I'm on an elliptical. I might send you a little pic. All right. So our next one is post-workout meals. Would you rather a salad or a smoothie?
For sure, a salad. Because you can add all types of stuff to salads. So, yeah.
What kind of salad would you get?
I don't know. I usually make my own salads. Or I go to Chipotle and get their salads.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds good.
I'm trying to, like, get a recipe for that dressing. And I can't find one. It's wow. Crazy.
Gotcha. What kind of dressing is it?
It's like a... Okay, so I don't really like vinaigrettes. But it's like a vinaigrette and it's like kind of spicy. It's ooh. Like, I can't, it's so good and I just can't.
It sounds like it. It like sounds like the spice kind of evens out like the vinaigrette that, yeah. Or, I'm going to try it, girl. I'm taking my little notes over here. All right. So our next one is R&B singers, female R&B singers. So would you rather her or Jhené Aiko?
Oh, Jhené. Like, I love her, don't get me wrong, but Jhené got me through, like, those high school breakups, which, you know, what? They can't.
Girl, nope. Yes. Heartbroken, please.
So, yeah.
Jhené. I like, you know what? This it's hard, but I'm going to agree with you. I love her, too, her voice. I like her style, the glasses. She's a Cancer. I'm just like, oh, okay, I like your whole thing. But But yeah, I got to go with Jeanette as well because her songs, and then when you in a mood, like breakups, like just anything, and like I don't know, it's just soothing if I can describe it. Like for whatever it is that you're going through at the moment, you can put her voices. But don't they both have a good voice?
They do. They do. I was actually excited to see her in the Super Bowl because mm-hmm. I was come out, so I was really excited to see that.
Got you. Do you have a favorite Jhené Aiko song?
Hard one. I will say, okay, the BS remix with Kehlani, because I've seen Kehlani live, and that's my girl.
Okay.
So, that one.
I was just listening to her last, well, the album when she's like in the backyard with the shorts and what, I don't know what that cover. Yeah, I like that album.
It was, I think that's, it was good until it wasn't, or something. I might be messing it all up, but I think that was the album.
Listen, I'm terrible with remembering names of the songs and albums. I'll just look, I described the whole album image.
I'm like, so, tell you what the album looked like.
Right. It's that one. Yep, that one. She had them shorts on. All right. So, our next one is energy drinks. Would you rather a Celsius or a Red Bull?
Okay. So, I'm one of them hot take people. I don't like energy drinks.
Okay.
But if I had to pick one, it'd probably be Celsius. But yeah, I'm not an energy drink person.
Really?
Yeah.
So I feel like, man, I don't be having enough energy. Like, I will say, I'm a roll with Celsius. When I drink that Celsius before I get in that gym, what is going down, okay? It's going down. I'm going, looking at the watch. Got to make sure it's tracking, okay? Make sure it's counting calories.
Didn't happen. All right.
Say that one more time. I didn't hear you.
It's not tracked. It didn't happen.
Ooh, that's a hurt piece. If you didn't track that, what? My face will be all balled up in the gym. Like, sick in there. But yeah, it definitely does help. Red Bull, I just feel like, I know it's been out longer, but I just heard a lot of bad things about Red Bull, so I would kind of stay away from it. Yeah. I'm going to roll with Celsius, though. Celsius need to come holla at your girl, okay? 12 was perspective. All right, so our last one is gym times. So you are a 5. Are you a 5 a.m. gym girly or a later in the day?
I want to be a 5 a.m. gym girl so bad, but I just can't.
That's me. I'm still in here. Like, right. I'm trying to get them the last few minutes in.
Right. Before I go stress myself out for 8 hours, right?
Yes, okay. And I work in healthcare, so listen, the stress is going to be there. So I need every minute.
Same, I work in healthcare too. And I'm like, nah, I need every minute I can get, sorry.
Yes, seriously, it's crucial. I do have a girlfriend though. So she also works in healthcare. And I think she said like 4:30, it was 4 something. And I'm like, what? I can't do it. I just listen. And I've always worked early shifts, but I don't know what it, I'm just not wired to be an early morning person. So I can't imagine going to the gym at that time. I can't.
I don't know. I feel like my brain don't kick in until like 10 a.m.
Okay. My little iced coffee, let me get myself together. I'm definitely what you want. All right. Well, that wraps up our this or that questions. I always like to start off with that just to kind of break the ice in the entry into the episode.
Yeah, those were good. I like those.
You do. Each of my guests, I be snooping. I do my little research. I be on your page. I'm like, I'm going, getting these questions together. No, that's dope. I'm glad you like them. All right. So my next question for you is, what motivated you to start an activewear brand? I want to throw out, I feel like I know why, but I want to hear it from you.
So I would say, because I technically like started it and bought all my inventory last year, but I'd say this is something I've been thinking about since like pandemic 2020. Because everybody was at home doing their home workouts. And I was like, for years, I've been like, I'm going to get in the gym. And the pandemic hit and we were literally just sitting at home. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I can do some of these home workouts. And then like, as the you know, they started to roll back like the sheltering in place and all that stuff. I got like a gym membership and started looking at, you know, buying clothes. And I'm looking and I'm like, okay, like the model is 5'5", but that's not me. Like, and I was, it's hard because it's like, I want to find stuff that I look cute in, because it's like, you know, I want to go to the gym and I want to look good and I want to feel good because mm-hmm. it makes me feel better. But right. when I'm looking and I'm like, okay, well, your model is 5'7". Like, I'm like 5-6 inches taller than her. What is it going to look like on me?
Right.
Because I'm not going up in the gym with high waters. That's embarrassing.
And this would just give me some shorts. I'm busting the shorts out. Like, I don't want to, if it's not going to go all the way down.
Hello.
Come on, inseam. We need that inseam there.
The good thing about, I will say the good thing about like the material for activewear, specifically the activewear that the sets that I have, the material is so stretchy. Like, you get, it comes in the, I feel so bad because it comes to your house and it's like these small little leggings. When you put those things on, they stretch, like stretch. Okay. Like, you pull it out the package and you're probably like, this is not going to fit nobody. This won't even fit my kid. No, girl, it will.
And I just want to say, so I've seen, I have one pair of leggings that's like that. And even though it might, you'd be like, oh, this could fit like a baby. That was, I'm exaggerating, but the, listen, and it, I feel like for me, like my little tummy, mm-hmm. it sucks it in and it just, ooh, it just fits you. Yes, yes, yes. That's good. That's good. Cause that's definitely needed. And I agree with you on, when I go to the gym, I want to look good. Like, I want to, you know, like, I want to feel like, okay, let me, all right, I look good in this. Let me just get on this damn treadmill, get this workout going. So yeah, I definitely will. But tell us more about the Empower sets. So does it come in like different colors? Or...
Yeah, so we got the three, I call them like the flagship colors because they're my first three. So it's like a, the first one's like a blue color. I call it ice. And then, you know, we got black and gray because I feel like those are two safe colors. Mm-hmm. And people are, skeptical about wearing like light colors in the gym, so I was like, okay, I'm only gonna go with like one light color, and then I know with black and gray, like, you can put black with anything and you can put so it works out. And like a it's kind of like a nylon material, because I remember when I was researching for where to buy and like manufacturers and things like that, I wanted something that I knew could be recycled. So like if someone was like, all right, well, I'm done with this, they could like recycle it, because I know there are companies that will take old clothing and make it into like rugs and things like that. So I tried to look for material that could be used for that, because also like just climate change stuff, like I can't make it worse, like I gotta do something to make it better. And it comes in sizes from small to extra large. Now, I will say, people probably come on my page and they're probably skeptical because I'm an extra large, but trust me, I don't understand it either. Women's
sizes. Because we're tall. It's because we're tall. You'd be like, wait a minute.
I remember when I was first ordering them and like testing them out to make sure that, because I told myself, you're not going to sell stuff and say like, oh, you could take it to the gym and do this and do that. And you get in the gym and it rips. No,
right. You're not.
So when I was testing it out and taking it through like workouts and things like that, I was wearing, and then I went to the gym one day, I come home and I didn't even realize that on the side, like the thigh seam had ripped. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm an XL. I don't even know how that happened, but.
Right. Right. And then it's a spot that you don't really see. I thought you're probably like, damn. Like, so.
I had like, means I was stretching my legs after my workout. So when did this happen?
Right. Right. You start thinking like, okay, was that on that, on that elliptical, girl? I'm telling you, that's where it happened. That's where it happened. No, that's good. One thing I want to point out is too, I like that you didn't just say, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to buy. I found a good vendor. These are the sets, and you didn't try them out. Cause I feel like a lot of brands recently, and that's been coming about within the pandemic in that era, like a lot of the things, it was no good quality.
Yeah.
Like the you know, it wasn't no like trial and error to try things on to figure it out if it was even good quality before you sell it. So I know I used to sell hair. So I was like, okay, I got to wash this hair. I got to wear it myself. I got to see how this, you know, I got to make sure it's on point before I start selling it to other people. Right. So yeah, I definitely feel you on that. And then the colors, those colors, great colors. I love neutral and then like black and then like all of the grays, all of the shades. It goes with everything. So it's just more easier to pair with like a cute pair of sneaks, you know, like definitely works. That's good.
I am with you. Like in the era of what everybody calls like drop shipping and Amazon shipping and all that, no one is really testing products.
Nope.
And I'm not going to sit here and stand by this and certify this and not know that if it works or not.
Right.
I'm gonna stretch it to its limits. I'm gonna take it for back day. I'm gonna take it for any other day. It's gonna go for a run. Like, no, I need to know anything with this before I try to like tell other people about it.
Right. That's good. I love that you do that. And then it's a great thing that it's for us tall women because you know, like you
girl, it don't like we don't exist.
At all. And then I hate the fake tall stuff, okay?
Yes.
The stores with you get it's like, okay, this is for somebody that's 5'7". This ain't for me.
That just launched with Angel Reese where she was sitting down and I'm like, girl, those are not tall jeans. They are riding up your ankles.
Crazy. And she how tall is she?
I think she's like I could be wrong. I don't know. I think she's like 6'1".
Okay, come on now.
You see what
like
I mean?
That's crazy. And I be doing a lot of research. I don't even go, I want to go on Instagram. I'm going to search it up to see if somebody else is wearing it. Listen, I get the measuring. I start looking at if somebody takes a picture near the door. I'm like, okay. All right. So you really tall. Because I've seen some influencers on here that say like, okay, yeah, this is tall girl friendly. I don't want tall girl friendly. Is it for tall women? Like, what's the end scene? Because you're not going to sit here and tell me. It's a 33 inseam. And I'm like, I'm 5'10". This ain't gonna work for me. So, and I'm considered like a shorter tall girl, which is crazy. So I'm like, wow, okay.
I'm 5'11" and I never really realized that there was like a I don't want to call it a hierarchy, but there's like, oh, like you're a short tall girl and you're a tall girl. And I'm like,
yes.
My
whole life, okay. It's crazy. I've discovered that on social media. I'm like, okay, well, shit, this is the first time I've been a short tall girl.
Right? Like, you calling me short? That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Very crazy. Especially when I'm growing up, I've always been asked if I model or play basketball or something because of my damn height. It's craziness. All right. Well, like I said, I've been doing my little snooping and my research on the pages. So I have seen you doing some meal prepping. Okay. You have a favorite meal prep recipe?
I do. I have a couple, but I have one that I made it last night. It's like this teriyaki turkey, like ground turkey thing.
Okay. And
you can add like, I usually do like broccoli and carrots, or if I don't have carrots, I'll just throw broccoli in it with it. And it's just a great way to like get everything and then just put it over rice. And it's like, bam, I'm done. Like mm-hmm. I did it. I put my rice in the rice cooker. I'm done.
I love the way you think because I'd be like, all right, now protein, vegetable. I'm a rice girl. So I'm always eating and cooking rice. So I'm with you on that. That recipe sounds good too. I need to try.
I'm a rice and beans girl. If I can't think of anything, rice and beans.
That's your go-to.
Right.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you, okay? I don't meal prep, but I want to. I do want to. I feel like it'll help with, like, just the overall, like outside of gym, like, just for lunch.
Yeah.
Just cutting back, it's a lot of good benefits to it. So, all right, I got my recipe. All right, I'm gonna try it out.
Now, like, I can go home and I got some in the fridge. I can just put it in the microwave.
Yeah, convenient. Definitely. convenience, okay? Especially when we've been at them healthcare jobs stressing us down and we like, all right. I'm bummed out for the day. Like, yeah, I just need to pop this in the microwave. All right. I definitely wish you on that. All right. So our next one is our social media current event. I know everyone across all of the platforms that are watching us live have been tuned in to the latest with Brother Love, aka Diddy, aka Puffy, aka Mr. Cone. What, listen, all of them names. We talking about him. The new video of him assaulting Cassie is like, wow. That's crazy. But I do want to say, I knew it had to be. This is probably not the only video, so I want to throw that out there.
It's for,
right? So probably so much more. He paid the girl, what was it, like a day after? Yeah, like the very next day he paid her. So that was a dead giveaway that, yeah, he put her through some shit. But I didn't think.
Paid her way too fast. Way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Paid off the people like 50K to get that video. That's crazy. Crazy.
Now I want to know what you think. So here's my theory. I think, okay, he paid the people 50K for the video to not be leaked or anything. But now that the feds, the people with them letters are involved, I feel like they leaked the video.
I ain't never really thought about that or thought about it that way.
Because
that I'm of the camp that, especially when it comes to like sex crimes and things or like what R. Kelly was doing, yeah. When the feds involved, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to pack, you're going away.
Yeah. This is crazy. But I just seen this today, is that they're saying that they cannot use that video.
Yes. The statute of
because of the amount of years. Damn. That is sick.
To me, it's like she'll have this trauma for the rest of her life. And then why is this video not recirculating? Like, not. Also, I'm like an armchair lawyer. Like, I watch my little true crime stuff. So I don't really know for certain what the certain specific limitations and rules are for certain things. So I will say,
right.
I feel like she's going to have this for the rest of her life. So why is this video not recirculating, like not restarting this statute of limitations? Like, it happened to her. She's going to live with it for the rest of her life. And now she's going to have to keep seeing it. Hopefully she's not, but she's going to have to keep seeing it recirculating on all these media outlets. And, you know, face if it's everywhere.
Yeah, CNN, man, I feel like once it got to CNN, not to say once it got to CNN, but like, damn, it's all over. It's crazy, too. And another thing is, I'm just like, you know, his kids, he got daughters and like,
it's yeah.
And then so I really thought about the twin daughters that he had with Kim Porter. And yeah, so I'm like, I start thinking back to that.
Don't get me started about Kim, because I feel like he killed her.
That's what I was coming to. So I'm like, hold on. Because it's just crazy how like that was like a mystery. Like her death was just like so random and like, you know, like to say, like it can be, I don't even know what it was ruled out the death was. Like it couldn't have been no natural causes. They didn't say that she had any health conditions or anything going on, but I'm just like, just thinking about his track record and stuff like that, like I really think he had something to do with it.
I knew something was shady when it started coming out how he was treating his artists. Especially after that girl from Danity Kane did that interview.
Mm-hmm. Was it Aubrey O'Day? I feel like she always gave him the business.
Was that the blonde girl? I'm sorry, I can't remember her name.
Yeah. I think that's Aubrey. Listen, Aubrey O'Day, she's been saying things. Then to dig a little deeper, like, remember his artist Shine that was locked up? Like, he caught the gun charge and he was locked up. He recently came home and went back to Belize. I think that was his hometown.
Right.
But he took, so he went to jail because a girl got shot in her face. I think they were in, like, New York somewhere. So one thing about TikTok, won't tell everybody business. Now, this was months ago. The lady who was shot in her face, she said she kept saying, no, Shine didn't do it. It was Diddy who shot me in my face. And Shine took the, listen, he took the case for Diddy. And now, so now that everything is surfacing with Cassie, the girl who got shot in her face, and I think she did say she settled with him, she got some money, but now I guess with statute of limitations, like, would that work for her too? Like, I feel like after those amount of years, world, she like, yeah, I'm coming. Now she's telling her story, so I got to find out sis' name. I'm going to send it to you because it's like everything is unfolding. Like, the same thing with the R. Kelly stuff. Everything is coming to light.
It's just crazy how, one, it's crazy how once you get to a certain amount of money, stuff just disappear. Like, you can make anything disappear. And then it's also crazy how, because going back to R. Kelly, like, people have been talking about R. Kelly for years. Like, stay away from R. Kelly. Exactly. They were was having those parties in Chicago. And he was at his house. Like, people have been talking about this stuff for years. And it's just crazy how everyone's like, oh, it's a rumor. Oh, it's a rumor. And then now R. Kelly's sitting up in prison. And right. P. Diddy, feds.
Right. Come on. It's money. It's money. Right. You know, people, money is truly, and I know it sounds so cliche, but it's really the root of all evil. People do, like, the things, I mean, shit, I can see my everyday life. Like, I'd be like, yo, that's crazy. Money was involved, and you act like that over money? Like, that's wild. But I guess, you know, when you get into those rooms and people got a goal, and they're trying to become a singer or whatever it is that they're willing to put up with whatever. And I feel like that happens a lot, especially in that music industry. So now it's like, yeah, Cassie was brave enough to come forward. So now everybody's falling in line. But it's like, if y'all been set this back in the day when all this was going on, come on. He wouldn't have became the big music mogul he became and had that much power. Like,
right.
It's scary. That's so scary.
I feel like some of that Biggie stuff is still fishy, but
come on. Cause they try, listen, I used to always watch like all of, I feel like it's like 50 million specials about like the mysterious as to who killed Tupac and who killed Biggie.
It's like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, I used to be young, like tuning into all of them. Like, I want to see what the hell's going on. Who did this and who did that? Like, who, like, this is, it's crazy. So wait a minute. What do you, Keefe D. So did he say he allegedly killed Tupac or was it Biggie? If y'all remember, put it in the chat.
I don't know. It's too suspicious. And I feel like it also lines up with like all the domestic violence stuff that comes out, because people like him, they're not just violent in like one arena, they're violent in like all parts of their lives, and they don't care what gender their victim is.
And that's scary too, you know, like it's, but I feel like they always, like people like R. Kelly and Diddy, like they always prey on someone that's not as confident and they consider like weak. Because I'm going to be real honest. If Diddy was, you know what? I'll use the baby mom, Misa Hilton. I'll use her as an example. You can tell sis probably would have been fighting back and whooping his ass. Like, and I say that because I think they're both from Harlem. But I know when it was months ago when his son Justin had got locked up or like a DUI or something like that. And Misa Hilton was on social media like flipping out like, just basically right at Diddy, like, you know, right. You're like, I can't believe you let our son go down for this. And basically she was like putting all of his dirty laundry out there about the, yeah, back, this was months ago when that happened. She was talking about, like, I guess she was like talking about the liquors and everything. I don't know if it's like the, it wasn't Ciroc, it's another, De Leon. So it was like something fishy about that, but she was just like really coming right at him. So yeah, you can tell he wouldn't have been able to pull the shit that he pulled with Cassie on, like, you know, Misa Hilton, or like she probably been in there whooping his ass. Cassie, she didn't have any shoes on, so she was running.
Oh, she ran for her life, like literally. I guess he was in the shower or sleep or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He ran like.
When you don't think about putting your shoes on, and you got a bag and you got a hoodie on, you're trying to escape like that. Ain't no telling what else was done behind closed doors.
That's what I'm saying too. Like, this is just what we saw on camera. Like, what was going on when, you know, there were no cameras? Like, just
it's Man, I really feel for, you know, women like that. Cause it's so like, you know, like, and he's a man. So like, you really sitting there, you was treating that, you should just left her alone.
Yeah. Especially someone like, you're supposed to look at him as like your partner and he treating you like this. That's crazy. Right.
Like shit, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Well, we're going to stay tuned then and see. Cause I feel like for that video to come out and then it's like a trail, right? So then days later, they're saying, oh, it can't be used. I feel like they got some more deeper shit on him that they are about to use against him. And it's about to come out. It's really about to go down.
Like I said, the feds, if they get involved for something like what he's being investigated for or charged with, you cook. Because they're not just going to raid you for no reason.
Right. They had him, listen, raided his house and he had his sons outside. We talking about, what was that, like L.A., Beverly? Ain't no telling where. They had his sons outside. What? On the ground? It's really going down.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't, you know, they ain't nowhere in the hood somewhere where you can see, like, you know, somebody's house getting raided or something like that going on. They, oof.
Like, this house raid on TV, not down.
Right. On TV. Oh, wait. And then let me, 50. Are you keeping up with, 50 is having a field day with this Diddy stuff. He doesn't like Diddy at all. And I feel like as soon as something get dropped, I go right to his page because I know it's about to be some funny shit. He going to bid.
Look, I'm going to say this because I've been told this so much in my life. They always try to call us women messy. But then I see 50 Cent and I'm like,
messiest of them all. He was calling his baby mom like, you little sex worker. And I'm just like, yo.
Like, what are you doing?
Crazy. That man was pissed that Puffy had his baby mom and he just couldn't wait like for some shit like this to happen.
Right. But my thing with that is like, now your kid gotta see the way you talking about their mom.
Come on social media, he don't give a fuck though. And I'm gonna tell you, I knew that because he don't have a good relationship with his first son. Like the way he talks about him and the way he talks to him. But I'm like, damn, he don't care.
Yeah, I'm doing this, so
yeah, it's ooh. And it's crazy because when I was younger, I used to think like, I don't know, just thinking about celebrities like. When you're younger, you don't think like, oh, they don't go through real life things or real life situations. But I feel like social media is exposing so much. So like your favorite rapper, singer, whoever, celebrity, you just like, wow. I'll be sitting back like, oh, this is really how you get down? Like, this how you think? I don't really know about you no more.
And then it's also like you find out stuff about them and you like, I don't like that. Like, I don't like
at all. I can think of one celebrity's like that is Nicki. Once I seen her doing certain things, this is not to take away, Neil. I love her music. I'll still fuck this club. But I'm like, yeah, I can't get down with her. I don't like her.
Your husband. Let's talk about him.
We talking about who?
Her.
You said one more time. It kind of went out. I'm sorry.
Nicki, her husband, that's my problem. Yeah.
And the brother too, right? I think her brother was like crazy.
Because when I found out, because she got married way after the brother thing, but when I found out about her husband, I was like, oh, so you just like these type of people.
Right, and you don't see no wrong with it.
Until it's your child, then it'll be an issue. But then, by then it's too late. Because you could have saved the kid from all
a long time ago. Yeah, I knew she wasn't right once I seen that. And then I think she like paid for the brother lawyer. She did something like,
yeah,
I don't know, it was just, especially with the allegations. And I don't even think they were just allegations. I think that it was proven that he really did whatever it is that he did. Like, he had to register as a sex offender and all of that. And it's just like, I don't know. Sis just rubbed me the wrong way. Still like her music though, I gotta be honest. Still like it. A night out, what? One of those songs come on. Then it's like, you know, her music was like a part of our teenage years and stuff. Like, you know. So, do you have one of those celebrities? that you just like, oh, I don't really care for you no more?
I don't know. I mean, I guess so. I'm like really big into comics, so I like Batman, Marvel, things like that.
Okay.
And I remember Tom Hardy, he was Bane in one of the Batman movies, and I was like, he killed it. Like, this is the perfect villain, perfect Bane. No one else could have did it this great. And then they remade Mad Max, and I really liked Mad Max too, like the remake.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of a diva he was on set, and he had those poor women waiting out in the desert heat waiting for him, because he would take like 2 hours to get to set when like his trailer here and set is right here. And after that, I was like, oh, see, you know.
Now I don't like the men to act like that. I don't like that. You can't be too prissy. Like, you can't be more prissy than me. Like,
movie is like in the desert, because it's supposed to be like in a wasteland. And it's like those women like sitting out there waiting on your ass, like
in the desert.
Come to work, like
crazy. Hey,
gotta go far,
right? And the fact that it was really right there, he was in there just taking his sweet old time. I don't like that. Don't be considerate of my time. Like, come on.
And the fact that you in a desert, like
yeah, he just said he ain't no fucks given at all. That's crazy. All right, so we did have a question from Von Yi. So she would like to know, is there a variety of styles or is it just the one style?
Oh, I just got the one style now. So, and this will probably kind of answer that question for what's next. So I just have the one style now because I'm focused on trying to, like, you know how they say get good at one thing before you try to do 20 other things.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get good at like really nailing down my marketing and things like that for the one set. And then I feel like really get that to where I want it to be, then I can start branching out, because I want to do like t-shirts and things like that. Like, I remember when I first started thinking about it, I was like, I want to be like the Gymshark, but for tall women. Like, I want but for us, that's it. Like,
yes, I love that. I love that. And I love the fact that you can tell, well, I can tell just by speaking to you and then the way that you're going about things and just going off of the other people I've seen with brands, I feel like they're jumping into it and it's like, I want to do this, 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 and this. And they don't really think everything through as far as the quality of the products and the items that they're selling and just the way that they're going about it. Like, all right, I know, like you said, you want to do t-shirts, you want to do other I'll come back to that one. But you want to do other styles, but hey, let me get this one down pat first. And I got some more heat for y'all coming.
Right. I got drawings. And then the other thing about it is, like, I financed everything myself. Like, I bought it myself. I don't have any investors. So it's literally just my money in this. So I think it makes it more like, all right, well, you got to focus on this, or you got to bring a good product, because you are literally spending your money. Like, it's not throwing money at me to start have this brand. I'm literally doing everything myself.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I can also relate. When I was selling hair, girl, it was actually my money. So I'm like, yeah, I'm buying it in the bulk to sell it to people, but it's my money. And then if no one buys, you know what I'm saying? So again, that goes back to me saying, like, I would test the hair out. I would wear it myself. I have to make sure it's really on point before I sit there and try to sell it to other people. So within that process is definitely trial and error. But when you get through that, like, you produce good products. So it's always a win-win.
I will say that hair was probably a lot harder than clothes.
I don't sell it anymore. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was. I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't. But, you know, it was something. It's just one of those things where you try. It was like during the pandemic time, like, all right, you know, I'm going to try my hand at it. Like, I will always do my hair, do my niece's hair, and I wear it a lot. So I'm like, why not? But it was something I tried. I see it's not for me. And I moved on to the next. Obanye said 50 is a beast. Yeah, he really is a beast. And he, woo. You know what? Another thing, back to him though, back to 50. So do you think Because I just feel like when people come out and they're so vocal about a lot of things that's going on with other celebrities, that they don't have no dirt. Like, they can't have no dirt of their own. For them to be talking about, like, for 50 to be talking about Diddy like that, I feel like it can't be nothing. Like, he doesn't have anything in his closet. Like,
but see, I feel like that one is tricky because you also have people who will come out and talk a lot about other people because they want to keep the spotlight off what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what 50 is doing?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I feel like I can't really get a good read on him. But I also, if 10 years from now something came out about him doing something like Diddy is doing, I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. I hate, but
yeah, I hate to say that too, but like at this point, shit is going down, okay? Because I don't think that nobody, I mean, like from us, from the outside, people look in, right? We're not in the music industry, we're not in that world. We probably didn't see it coming. But like there's other people that's in the industry that's coming out now and they're just like, oh, well, you know, I seen like this is how he acted. I think I seen like an interview with his assistant during the time he was dating Cassie. And then she was saying like she didn't see anything, but she was just saying, I guess like his mannerisms and the way that he would react to certain things. She didn't put it past him, but she didn't see anything. So it's like, you know, people that's in the industry, I know they seen some shit. Like it's just. You know, but that's when money come into play. Certain people can be paid a lot of money and it's just, whew, but I don't know. I just got to keep my integrity and just like,
right.
You ain't going to throw a couple dollars in. And even if, I mean, not to say a couple dollars, but like, you ain't throw, I'm sorry. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Like, yeah, I took this money to keep my fucking mouth shut. Like, you know what I'm saying? About something that I knew that wasn't right.
Right.
Like, I don't know. People, goes back to what I was saying. People do some crazy things for money.
We actually had, because you're talking about people doing things for money reminded me of this. At work, we were talking about how, like, if you had a billionaire or millionaire spouse, like, would you stay with them if X happened or would you stay with them if Y happened? And it was just interesting to see, like, my friends at work be like, oh, well, even if my wife or, like, my husband was cheating on me, if they're a billionaire, oh, well, I'll just live in another house. And I'm like, no, like, that's too much.
Wow. Yeah, because I'm a thinker. I would be in my head, like, what? And then,
right.
Like, you, that shit has to make you depressed. Like, you could be in this big-ass mansion, you know, like, life cool. Right. But then when you sit down and you go to sleep at night or you get some time to yourself and you still depressed in this big-ass mansion and this, you know, like, Chanel, Gucci Blue, all of that, and you still just depressed, like, just leave. Like, is it really worth that much? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I be thinking about that.
Yeah, I do too. I was like, no, I don't. Mm-mm. I don't care how much money you got. You want to go sleep with somebody else? That's fine. I'm going away. Bye.
Leave me alone. Let me exit stage left. I'm out. And then I always feel like people always be like, well, you know, you don't know what you would do because you mm-hmm. haven't been put in that. You know, it's always those type of people. But like, no, I know. You got to know yourself. At the end of the day. And I know me. If I get some time to myself, I'll be in here talking to myself. Like, I'm telling you, I can't believe this shit. What the hell? Like, and then I'm just okay with it and I accepted it.
Yeah, for money. Just,
yeah, no.
And in my opinion, I'm like, all right, we can work now and we can get jobs and we can open businesses. Mm-hmm. So with this man cheating on me and I can do all that? No, ma'am. No,
nope.
Ma'am.
Nope, let me go attain this shit on my own. Because at the end of the day, I just, yeah, I wouldn't do it. That's crazy, though. And I know you were probably, like, I know for me, I'm a thing. I've been looking like, oh, look yeah. at Shirley over there, girl. She was the one that was saying she would put up with this.
Ghetto, like, you
got. Yeah, I be sad. I'm a thinker. I start thinking, well, shit, what else are you going to go for? Or that you're currently going for? It's crazy. It's scary. Things to think about.
I don't think it's like money particularly. I think it's just greed. Mm-hmm. Kind of greed that people have. Because at the end of the day, money is just a thing. Like, it's just. Yes. But the amount of things people will do. Mm-hmm. For greed, I think, is what. I think is the issue.
Yeah.
But that's just my humble opinion.
I'm with you, bro. I like the way you think because I'm sitting here thinking the same thing. Seriously. Morals and integrity, all this stuff just goes out the window.
Right.
I, you know, dangle the right price in front of you. It's just, that's wild. It's the craziest thing. All right, so we had another question. Okay, so Vanya wanted to know, is there a website or a Shopify store?
Yes, yourafitactive.com. It's also in my Instagram bio.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. I'll definitely make sure that the website, if you can send me your link, I'll make sure to attach it to our episode.
I'll send it to you as soon as we're done.
Okay, cool. And that's all. I love your name, the name too, You're a Fit, because, you know, my fellow tall girl, like, it's not a lot of stuff for us, like, tall women, like, it's really not. So the fact that, like, yep, You're a Fit, you got, yep, that's just for you. I love that. All right. So our last question is, what can we expect from you in the future?
That's a loaded question. I want to take, I still want to do, like, you know, make work, like, sell workout sets and have t-shirts and things like that. But like 10 years from now, I'm looking at, like, all right, I've got, like, clothing. I've got, like, a training program or, like, an app just for tall women. Cause I'm seriously, like, I feel like I can take it pretty far, especially starting to realize, being on social media, that, like, there are not a lot of tall women who work out and, like, post consistently or, like, workout influencers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it made me realize that, like, we're looking at these other workout influencers and they're, like, 6-7 inches shorter than we are. And we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
We're just sitting there doing the workouts and we're like, well, what's going on? Like, why aren't we seeing the same results? Why is it taking so long? And one of the things no one told me was, you're tall, so it's going to take twice as long than someone who's like 5'5".
Yes.
Like, I remember when I first started working out, my boyfriend's cousin actually asked me, he was like, you squat? And at the time I was like, yeah, like, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
Part of it. But then as I stayed in the gym and I got, like, more familiar with workout techniques and stuff for people of our height, I was like, oh wait, like, that's why he asked me that. It's because I got these long legs.
Wow.
I got this crazy hinge that a lot of people won't have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And that's because no one tells us about that. No one talks about how height affects, like, gaining muscle and losing like that. They all want to talk about, oh, well, get in the kitchen and change the way you eat. Okay, well, it's not just that.
Yo, I'm sitting here like, damn. Because you really, I know when I do certain workouts, it just seems like more of a task. Yeah. Than like someone that's actually short. And I'm sitting here like, damn, everything is just clicking and coming around full circle. Because I'm like,
say nothing, because everybody is 5'6". And
yes. Yes, and particularly doing squats. I'm just like, yo, I know this shit is not supposed to feel like this. Like, why? So that's, wow. I never knew that it was that detailed, you know, as far as, like, heights and sheesh.
No one tells you that. And then, like, for example, I used to struggle with, like, squatting and things like that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm on Reddit and, like, a tall girl subreddit, and one of the comments is like, oh, well, take your feet and turn them outwards the next time you squat. And I did that, and I'm like, wow, this is like butter now. Like, I'm just pumping them out.
But right.
Because I'm looking at influencers who are like 5-6 inches shorter than me. Like, well, why can't I?
Damn. We gotta find Sis Paige. I need some more techniques, and from you as well when I'm going to the gym, because I feel like, I'm telling you, I feel like this should not be this much of a task. Now, I'm slim and I'm out of shape. I'm out of shape. I know I'm out of shape because I don't work out. I'm getting back into the routine of things, but I'm just like, yo, it's not supposed to feel like this. Like, why is this so much of a task for me to get this stuff done? All right, good. But yeah, that's definitely good. Thank you so much for sharing those techniques.
Yeah, of course.
Because, man, I can't wait to try some squats now. And I'm pigeon-toed, so I know that's going to be funny for me, like, trying to put my feet out.
I feel bad, me too. My boyfriend points out all the time, and I'm like, leave me alone, please.
Right, right. Okay, you like my little pigeon toes. I start talking mess. Shout out to my producer of the show. We have your page, your website displayed here. Are you able to see it?
I can see it. That's actually pretty cool that you guys pulled it up like that.
Yes, yes, yes. So to everyone, I know Vanya, you were asking about her website, and everyone else that's joining in across all social media platforms, y'all can also see it. Our fellow tall women, guess what? We got a tall, we're active brand just for us.
For us, no one else. Sorry. Okay.
No offense to nobody else, but y'all got everything, okay? We just trying, you know, we trying to carve out a little space for us.
For and we still don't exist to people, which is crazy, but whatever.
I know, because at this point, I will say I'm starting to see a lot more of tall people just in the world. When I see random tall people, I'll be like, yes, like, hey, hey, girl. Hello, sir. Quit. Come on, we out here.
Oh, yeah. And if you sign up for the mailing list, you'll get 10% off your first order. And starting on the 24th, EuroFit will be a year old. So we're having a 50% off sale. So
that's dope. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, this is perfect for the episode right before your 1 year anniversary. Oh, it's so decent. I'll definitely include that as well. That's dope. Well, I want to say thank you again for joining me.
Thank you.
This is a really good episode. Yes, yeah. You're welcome. What'd you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Actually, really fun.
Thank you. Look, I always, because I know everybody, like, initially, they'd be like, oh, you know, if this is my first episode, well, podcast, I might be a little nervous. I still be nervous myself, but I always like to make people feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And then just like, I know that this or that questions are always like a little more, just that break in the ice. Like, okay, like I could do this. So that's good. That's good feedback. I'm happy to hear that.
I like the fact you had a current event question, because I had a lot to say about that one.
I was like, ooh, this is going to be a good one. Let me see if she wants to. Yes, yes. I'm definitely trying to get back into that for each of my podcast episodes. It's good. Just, you know, everybody's on social media, so just makes good conversation as well. Yes. All right. Well, that wraps up episode 32 with Erica, owner of Tall Girl Activewear brand, EuroFit. Thank you again for joining. Have a good night.